We are on Psalm 119D, the Sabbath. The Hebrew letter D is Deleth, or Delph, depending on who you ask and how they want to pronounce it that day. And just so happens, this corresponds with the tune Dublin. So, do we all remember Dublin?
My soul to dust, please quicken me according to thy word. My ways I chose, and me thou heard. Teach me thy statutes, Lord. The way of thy commandments make me
testimony is the
larger books, we will have even more of this to go by. Let us keep it together for now. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ,
according as he hath chosen us
in him before the foundation of the world,
that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having
predestinated us for the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself,
according to
the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace,
wherein
he has made us accepted in the beloved,
in whom
we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace,
wherein
he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence,
having made known unto us
the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself.
It is in Christ the Beloved,
in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated,
according to the purpose
of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will,
that
we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ,
in whom ye
also trusted,
after that ye
heard the word of truth.
This is the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye
believed,
ye were
sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise,
which is
the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the precious possession
unto the praise of his glory. I like to read that as much as you do, because I get a lot out of it. And so if there's anything you ever learn that you think would replace the statements that are here at the end that says, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, this is the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and the praise of his glory. If you ever think that you've read something in the Bible that changes what that says, you can be 100% sure you're on the wrong path. So that's why that section of Ephesians is so important, or should be so important to us, because this really is like stage one of salvation. This is in the predestined foreknowledge of God what has been determined. And so nothing precedes this. Nothing comes before this. Everything comes after this. And if that's something that at any point a person says, oh, I've learned this new truth, and this is how the gospel of my salvation has come to me, you can be sure you are on the wrong path and going in the way of true heresy. And so that is why that is a creed that's very important to be read. So. We ended singing Psalm 25.
To thee I lift my soul, O Lord, I trust in thee. My God, let me not be ashamed, nor touch triumph over me. Let none have weight on thee, be put to shame at all, but those that without cause transgress, let shame upon them fall. Show me thy ways, O Lord, thy paths, O teach thou me, and do thou lead me in thy truth, therein my teacher be. For thou art God that dies, to me salvation sends, and I upon thee all the day, expecting to attend. Thy tender mercies, Lord, I pray thee to receive.
every year, my knowledge and understanding of them increase. So I do remember one thing that you said during the sermon, that you said that, you know, maybe if you didn't know it this year, maybe you can think on it next year. And so it just kind of made me think of that, you know, like, I'm just thankful to the Lord that, you know, just every year you'll start reading through it and you're like, oh, I didn't notice that before, you know. And,
well, I think it's easy to get lost in the ho-hum of anything, you know. This will be 17 years, I think, we've been keeping a biblically-based calendar as best we understand it. And I think that if I were not searching through the my life and through the scriptures to make those connections on a regular basis, it would become just something that you do, and you would learn nothing from it. God intends us to be mindful creatures. We are not to be foolish creatures, and mindless, idle, and empty, but we are to be full of the Spirit. So I think that the best way to do that is to take the Word of God and apply it to life, and whatever it is God commands you to do, He doesn't do it just because He likes rituals. Like vain and empty things. He does it so that you can learn more about Him and His Son, the work of the Spirit. So without that, you really have no hope anyhow. So, I think that's what's commonly lost by people who hear something, you know, someone keeps feast, or they do this, or they do that, that they forget that that is something that we should really be a people of, not a people of vain ritual, vain observation. In the world we live in, I understand it's hard to take joy in things that most of the world does not take joy in. Yes?
When we were reading this morning about Jeremiah, it was talking about mostly about what you shouldn't do, what kind of culture you shouldn't have. And I'm happy that we do this because, you know, it's one of those things that you're supposed to be with it. And this morning, Levi and I were walking outside to milk, and Levi says to me, it was rain, real gently. And Levi says to me, I think this is what the promised land is like. See, it rains, and it rains not too much, and I thought he was probably right. And I just, you know, it's like whenever you're doing things in a culture, like, that's like you're living it. Everything you see differently. And Jeremiah this morning says they don't even look and see the mother rain, the louder rain. And I just think putting your mind into a living something out makes you think of it more. This morning when it rained, we're like, yeah, he's right.
I think we read that at the beginning of the feast. You shall not. The land that I give to you is not a land that you have to water with buckets.
Yeah.
But it's rain. Watered by the dew of heaven, mm-hmm. And we know how a year that needs watered by buckets goes, and we know how a year of rain goes.
Yeah.
So you always appreciate a year of rain, and so that's a good observation. Well, those are also things that once you understand the reality or the natural, you can understand the spiritual. You know, because the Lord sends, you know, pours out His Spirit upon us. And He does not intend for us to water ourselves with buckets. You will weary yourself out and weary yourself in vain to water your own plant. If you are a stalk of wheat, you have no power to water yourself.
I like how I never really thought about communion on the communication of God. And as Paul said, like, you can't drink to both the devil and or other gods and God. You can't have communication with both. You can't be masters of Christ.
That's good observation. Very good. Thank you for those thoughts. If nothing else, we're going to end school and go to prayer and have some of our fellowship meal. Yeah. Would you shut us down in prayer, Brother Christian?
Dear God, I just praise you and glory to your name. Thank you for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you that you created the heavens and the earth. And the heavens are your throne and the earth is your footstool. Lord, just thank you for that and help us to acknowledge that. Thank you for giving us your holy law. You just bless your name for the perfection of your holy law. Thank you for giving us your son and the gospel that he brought. Thank you for that. We praise your name for that. Lord, thank you for your sovereignty and that just nothing escapes your sovereign will. Thank you that you raise up kings and take down kings. You control the weather, God. You confound the wise. You kill, you heal, you make alive. Thank you for all those things. Help us just to love you because of those things. Help us to love you. Help us to fear you. Help us to obey your commandments. Help us to love our neighbor as ourself. Help us in our daily lives as we just go about doing what it is that we need to do. Whether it be the small things of taking care of things in the home and just working. God, help us to do it according to your will. Help us to be honest with our neighbor. And Lord, thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for your word and what Paul gave us. And just to remember the history of Israel, Lord, and just all the warnings that you gave. Help us to be just obedient to you. And thank you for this food that we're about to eat. In Jesus' name, amen. Special.